All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 5th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a 7-game NBA main slate, we have a 5-game NHL main slate, and then we have golf teeing off tomorrow, so I bet people will be building their lineups for golf tonight. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up. Snowman said, good day. Good day to you, too. And got the DK NBA main slate pulled up here. We actually had no questions come in prior to the show. So we will kick things off with a build demo and just kind of rock and roll from there. So pretty just looking at this right away, right? Sorry about that. Jokic, Tatum, Morant, Jalen Brown. Feels like we're getting toward the time of the year where there are just more and more questionable players, more and more late scratches. That just makes late swapping all that much more important. Makes it more important that you're around for all these different lock windows and stuff. Tonight's kind of an interesting slate, right? Because there are 4 games at lock and only 3 games the rest of the day, right? So this one's a little different, right? Late swap is a little less important almost because, you know, you have so many games kicking off, like over half the slate is going to start at lock, which is kind of rare here, right? So interesting slate overall. But if we were to build lineups for today, right? Say I want to come in here, kind of figure out, hey, what's going on, right? So I like to come in, sort by value. And we're seeing a couple massive values today. So Markelle Fultz, super high value. We'll go and look at Sacramento, Utah, super high value, right? So Fultz and Ellis, Oscar and Bryce from Utah. And then a couple Dallas guys here, right? So a couple Washington. So there's a couple different ways to do this. One way that I'll do, right, is I'll set my projection filter first. Say, you know, projection greater than 0. And I'll just come in and I'll just look at all these teams one by one. Typically, like, scroll down to the bottom and just see which players are out. And my face is actually blocking this. So why don't we try this? So we'll go this way for a moment. But just looking at out players, right? Okay, Gobert, Conley are out. Who does that help, right? It makes a little bit more sense that DiVincenzo is higher. You can always look at their positions, right? Like, okay, Conley is a point guard, Gobert is a center, and then you come in here and you're like, okay, Reed is a center, and DiVincenzo is a point guard, right? It's like kind of goes back to making the slate make sense, right? Figuring out whose value, where it's coming from, all those things, right? Charlotte. No high salary players out here, so I would just kind of skip past them. Utah. Ton of out players. Sexton, 5,900. Markkanen, 68. Collins, 65. Clarkson, 62, right? Okay, well, with, you know, approximately like 1, 2, 3, 4, almost 5 players over 6K salary out, it makes sense why we're seeing 7 value, high five, you know, some of these guys here. So this makes a little bit of sense. I've never even heard of like Oscar. This person, I have heard of Sensabaugh, right? Pretty popular. Kind of surprising. Is Kessler out? Oh, I missed this one. Walker Kessler's out. Okay, so this makes sense to me, right? It's like, again, going back to making things make sense. Walker Kessler, center, out. Hendricks is a center, right? Collins, center. All these guys with center eligibility are all out. And then that only leaves Filipowski and then Oscar, you know, T. We'll call him Oscar T, right? And then he's like min salary. So seems like Filipowski is like probably going to start. And then this is like a backup center, right? Kind of makes sense. 18 minutes here. So should be interesting. Pretty high like fantasy point per minute for somebody I've like never heard of. So this is probably somewhere I would like do a little extra research. And, you know, like how would I do that, right? Like if you guys wondering, like I'd probably just go to Basketball Reference and then just like type his name in. Oscar looks like he's a second year guy. He's played 6 games this season, 14 games in the last 2. So pretty, you know, somebody hasn't played a lot, probably super high variance. So be careful here, right? And you just see like, oh, okay. Well, he did play 20 minutes 2 games ago. So, and he actually played pretty well, right? 16 points, 13 rebounds. So interesting here that he's min salary, right? So this is like, having Basketball Reference on is just like a huge memory killer. So I got to get rid of it pretty quick here. But again, that's like how I'd be like kind of researching, right? Kind of trying to see if things make sense. So similar question came up yesterday. Somebody asked me like, hey, you know, are you guys minutes right for Mitchell Robinson? You know, he's starting for the Knicks. And it's like, well, let's go and like look. And like, it was only his third game of the season he had been injured. And in the first 2, he had played 12 and 13 minutes. Like, yeah, you know, he might play some more minutes, but seems like they're ramping him up pretty slow here. So I'd expect his minutes to stay down. We had him around like 20 minutes or something like that, right? So again, you could do this all if you have time, right? But I guess another important thing, right, is like if you don't have time, right, you're just coming in, trusting SaberSim, all that stuff. This is making sense to me, right? So I'm double checking for like my own, you know, knowledge and like understanding here, right? And my own comfort, because if I get high exposure to this player, well, at least, you know, I might be a little bit more willing to take it as opposed to if I just kind of went in blind, right? So pros and cons to that. There's some time trade-off that you got to figure out if you want to do or not, but it is all making sense. And then I would just go through here, right? I think we named one other team, Washington. Jordan Poole's out. A couple 4K players are out. See some decent values here. And then I think the other one was Sacramento, right? So basically, I would just do this like for all the teams. You can if you want. You don't have to do this. It's just another way. Excuse me. Another way of getting familiar with the slate. But we could do it for every team, right? Maybe I'm taking notes. Maybe I'm jotting some of these things down as I go. And then the last one, we'll just do Sacramento. So Monk is out, 7,700. Sabonis is out, 9,400. You know, very high salary players here. And we're expecting, you know, look, Monk, point guard eligible. Okay, Keon Ellis, point guard eligible. Fultz, point guard eligible. And, you know, both these guys, high minutes. So I think we're probably expecting Ellis to start and then Fultz to kind of take over Ellis's role. And then for centers, we have Valanciunas, right? He's been playing a couple games now, decent salary, still good value though. So all of this making sense to me. But again, this is familiarizing myself with the slate, trying to figure out, you know, slate dynamics and things like that. So anyways, let's say I do that. Say I'm ready to rock and roll here. And then I would start to build lineups, right? So I'm going to build 500, but again, always build the max you can. I like to bump up minimum salary a little bit here. I would normally increase this to my projection greater than 10. So it's like a number I found where it's like a pretty good floor where ownership kind of falls to, right? Like we just scroll down here. And like usually guys projected for less than 10 points have like middling minutes and maybe aren't expected to get in the game too much. Some of these other guys, right? Like Merrill, Rollins, you know, some of these guys can get in like blowout scenarios. Again, you're still probably not going to get that much of them at their value, and their ownership is like a reflection of that, but it's just like a small cutoff I'll make. Anyways, we're ready here. So we're going to build some lineups. And while this is running right, go over to the contest tab, upload an entry file. So come in here. As long as you're logged in to the site you're playing on the same browser you're using, you can use our hyperlink. Drag and drop your entry file in. I'm just going to create a manual one. Say I'm playing the $4 20 max tonight. going back to my build. I'm going to help the lineups load here. All right. Build's loaded. Lineups are loaded. Going to sort by exposure. Going to kick off my contest sim. Move some columns around. And we're going to get ready to analyze these lineups. So I hope that part earlier about like making the slate make sense. For me, it really helps in deciding how much risk I want to assume on a slate, right? Like if I've never heard of Fultz and I didn't look at Sacramento, you know, and I see him popping and he's at 15% ownership and he's in 100% of my lineups, I just might be like, whoa, you know, this is kind of wild. I don't know if I'm actually, you know, willing to do this. But like, because I've looked at these teams and because it makes sense to me, you know, I might be a little bit more willing to take those high exposures on, right? Same thing for Sensabaugh. Like, hey, I saw all the Utah guys were out, right? I saw Monk was out at super high salary, right? You know, does this make sense? And like, to me, it did. Anyways, run my lineups. Go to my ROI. Set up my ROI aggregate metric. Click save. So now, right, about ready to rock and roll. So going to start getting some diversification in my lineups. So let's go 1-2. Baselines are 291 and 390. And then that was projection and ROI, respectively. So anyways, we get some like four bin uniques. We're down to 289.4 projections, about like a point and a half, down about 43% ROI. Seems fine so far. Maybe one more. Kind of a big jump, right? So like projection went from 289 down to 284 and ROI went down almost like 100%. So I would definitely not go past four here. Now you can decide, you know, do you want to use three? Do you want to use two? I kind of like four. We're taking like a big stand on Fultz. And then we have some leverages on some other players, but nothing crazy, right? So like some leverage on Sensabaugh, but he's 40% owned. Some leverage on, you know, some high salary, high projected players, Shai, Jokic, right? So some of these cheaper salaries are like helping us to maintain exposure to those high salary guys. And then other than that, like pretty flat, right? So you're telling me that I'm taking shots on Shai, Jokic, and then two of like the best value plays on the slate. Like that's good to me, dude. Like let's roll with that. You know what I mean? So that's how I am familiarizing myself with the slate in order to help me make decisions in the post build. For me, you know, it creates a sense of comfort that helps me to maybe assume more risks than I might be willing to take otherwise. So those are some tips there. And then Basketball Reference is a free to use site that you guys can use as needed. So check that out. All right. Got a question here from Bud. And question says, I tried to upload an additional update a minute before the 7 p.m. NBA slate started last night. I didn't make it, probably 3 seconds late. When I did the 7:30 swap, it wouldn't accept my lineups. Can you show me the steps to take when that happens? I was advised to do the following. Go back to the contest tab, press the upload button, re-download your entries, re-upload them, and then open up a new late swap window. Can you just visually show me those steps? Because apparently I didn't do it correctly. Okay, so one important thing here, right, to remember is, you know, I would recommend keeping a tab open on your Saber Sim that, or I'm sorry, on your, like, your, on your browser that shows the NBA lineup alert channel, right? So like say I'm in Discord, right? You know, let's say lock is approaching, right? And then it's, you know, 3:59 Pacific time. And you see that the refresh icon lights up. I would not just rebuild my lineups and try and squeeze something in within a minute. What I would recommend is going to Discord saying, okay, I see that there are new projections available, right? There is some update. I would go to Discord And I would go and find what that was. Okay. And if this was yesterday, probably just scroll up and find it. So, no, that game is at lock. But let's assume, right, that lock is approaching. You got your lineups in 5 minutes to lock. And then you see in SaberSim that there's an update, right? Well, if you have this open, I would just hop over, go to your NBA lineup alert, and then just go and see what changed and for what game, okay? Because, like, if you see this, like, hey, no significant projection changes, you can just ignore the update. You can just refresh the projections and keep the same lineups you have, okay? Now, if you see something like this Cleveland-Chicago sim where a bunch of projections change, well, there's one of two things here, right? Number one, is the game starting right now? Is the game starting in 5 minutes? Is it at lock? If it is, do your best to get an update in, okay? Now, if this game is, say, 30 minutes later, right? Like, okay, we have four games at lock, and maybe the game that changed doesn't start for 30 minutes, doesn't start for an hour. It is okay to not update and wait for late swap. And the reason for that, right, is because what I don't want you to do is skip steps in your process to get an update for a game that isn't starting, and then maybe you make some like subpar decisions along the way because you were cutting corners trying to save time to get this update in on time. You know what I'm saying? So just be careful with that in general, right? So, like, you know, there's an update. Okay, great. What was it, right? Go and check what the update was. See what changed. If nothing changed, if it's super minor, right? Like, if you see this sim, like, oh, hey, you know, the sim ran, but Dominic Barlow went from 12 points to 7. You know, this guy's probably not even in any of my lineups anyways. You know, you could probably just ignore it, right, and stick with what you got. So the point is to even some of these, right, like these are, you know, super small. So the point is, you know, check, like verify what changed and go from there. Okay, I can't stress that enough. But let's say you are in the position you found yourself in, right, where, you know, you made a swap. Maybe like you got a partial upload. I know that happens on FanDuel, right? Because like FanDuel accepts your entry file like 200 lineups at a time, where DK kind of accepts it all at once, which is, you know, better in my opinion. But let's say you find yourself in a weird spot, right? What do you do? Okay, so let's see if we can pull up our late swap tutorial. See if we can do a demo here. Here we go, the contest tab. Okay, he does. Cool. All right. So let's say slate starts. We're in late swap, right? What do we do? And I think this is actually covered in this video. This is our how to late swap tutorial at the end here, like this 9 minute mark and beyond, but we could talk about it. So let's say, you know, you're here in the contest tab and you've uploaded your file to DraftKings, let's say, and maybe there's some errors and for some reason you need to re-upload your file to SaberSim. So what you do is you go to the contest tab, you click this upload arrow, right? So there's the download entries where the upload entries button used to be, the green one. And then now there's this up arrow. So you click the up arrow. Okay. It's going to look like this. It's going to look, yeah, it should look like this. Like this. Okay. You get this pop up. You get your hyperlink. You drag and drop your file back into SaberSim. So what you're doing when you do this is, think about it like this. DraftKings and SaberSim are out of sync. So what you're doing is you're going into SaberSim and you're using SaberSim to ask DraftKings, say, hey, what lineups do you have? And then DraftKings says, I have these lineups. You're like, okay, give them to me. DraftKings gives SaberSim the lineups. SaberSim puts them back in your account. And then SaberSim is like, okay, these are the lineups that DraftKings says you have. Now, once that's uploaded, then you can just redo your late swap, right? And you, if you have a swap build, you don't want to go back to that swap build, okay? So I know I talk about using the same swap build over and over. I talk about that a lot. When you have to re-upload your file, you need to start with a new swap build. So then you would just start the late swap process over, okay? So you can either click the late swap button over here in the lineup section, or you can just click the late swap button up at the top, and then you will open up a new build. It'll say swap two, and then you just restart your late swap. But basically what happened was when you got that partial upload in, the sites got out of sync because SaberSim thought that all of your lineups had got in, but DraftKings only accepted some of them. So we just need to get them back on the same page. So once you do this part in the contest tab, the rest of it should feel very familiar because you're doing the same steps that you've already done. All right. Good stuff there. But we are caught up with questions in the Discord and the Office Hours channel. We did knock out a slate demo for today. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.